Hello and welcome to another Social Media Driving Licence podcast with me, Georgina Cronin.
And me, Andy Priestner.
And today we're joined again by the Director of External Affairs at Cambridge Judge Business School, Natalie Walker. Hello, Natalie.
Hey, Georgina. Hello, Andy.
Hello. So, in your role, Director of External Affairs, when you're communicating out or having your team communicate out, what things are you thinking about getting that right in respect of social media?
I guess the most important thing to think about when you're communicating anything via any channel is your audience.
Yeah.
And I think the thing with social media is, for us here at the school, we're essentially trying to communicate with three groups of people.
Yeah.
Colleagues within the school to make sure we all understand what's going on. The rest of the university to make sure they understand what we're doing. And then the wider world, which you can obviously sub-segment significantly.
Yeah.
And actually, you need to make sure that you're reaching those people in a way that makes sense to them to get the message out there.
Yeah.
And they're not all going to be engaging with you in the same way. Mm-hmm. So if we look at our external audiences, it's likely that our prospective students will be coming to us through either the website or through Facebook, for example.
Okay.
But a lot of our alumni engagement we do through LinkedIn. And a lot of the stuff we're doing to try and reach the general audience, the general public, those people who haven't yet connected with us, is probably going to be through Twitter.
Yeah.
Or through the stuff we put out on SoundCloud or YouTube. So actually, it's not that you have to get your messaging right for all of your audiences all of the time. You've got to think, who are the people who are primarily going to be engaging with us on this channel, and how do we get the message right for that? So I think for us, I mean, we do quite a lot of stuff on LinkedIn and quite a lot of stuff on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
We'd approach those quite differently.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, we'd expect that we'd be pushing information out there. We might not necessarily get that much back from it. There wouldn't necessarily be that much of discussion, but we'd be hoping to excite, educate, engage quite a generalist audience. If we're putting stuff out on LinkedIn, we'd be putting it out with a question. You know, we'd post a story, post an article, but actually say something to try and get our alumni to engage with us. And we'd probably expect quite a different level of responsiveness. So I think just thinking, this isn't, one channel won't hit everybody. Don't expect them all to engage with that. How do we get it right for the particular channel?
So is it time we all left email behind?
Paperless office and all that.
Well, you know, I think some people, a lot of people tell me that their kids think email's for old people. practically speaking, I don't think that that's about to happen. I think what we have to accept is that one size doesn't fit all, and people consume different kinds of information in different ways.
Yeah.
And we have to acknowledge that. And I think from an external affairs point of view, the most important thing to do is to be relevant to people and be where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
People have really busy lives, and they're not waking up every morning thinking, what shall I do today? I know, I'll go and look at the Cambridge Judge Business School website for some inspiration and information. They check LinkedIn, they check Facebook, they read Twitter, because that's where everything they do happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how can we be in that space, in the right tone of voice, in the right style for
that. So it's getting in people's eye line, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of it actually is about remaining in people's subconscious.
Mm.
Okay.
We're bombarded with information all the time.
Yeah.
And actually, they won't just follow us. You know, from an external affairs point of view, they'll be following Harvard Business School, they'll be following London Business School, they'll be following somebody cool they saw on the news last night. And so it's kind of being there and reminding them that we're still important and relevant, I think.
So you sort of embed yourself in the sort of landscape, the sort of wider view of the world, and then, when they do need to communicate with you more directly, you're sort of already there.
You're already there, you're kind of already on their mind. And you're positioned as, I mean, from our point of view, we're trying to be positioned as a place that's an intellectual powerhouse, you know, that's got interesting ideas, that helps you see the world differently, that challenges you to think. And so it's important that the content we're putting out there kind of has that as a lot of its basis.
Definitely.
Because that's what we want to be known for.
Mm. Well, that, I think, says it very succinctly.
Yes,
it's very,
very much
interesting.
So.
So I think we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time. And, I hope you're all enjoying the course.